Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Ihtiqari al-Muslimin, the chapter on the prohibition of ridiculing Muslims. This Ihtiqar, or in Urdu you say Hakir, kisi ko Hakir samajna, that to look down upon somebody, to ridicule somebody because of some weakness that they've got in themselves, some sin, some guna, some weakness that they've got, to ridicule a person because of that weakness that he's got. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. So it's a thing that will cause one person to ridicule or to look down upon the next person for some weakness that he's got. If this person that is looking down, automatically there's a sign of pride in him. Because of pride, if he considered himself as kamtar, as he's lowly, he considered himself as nothing, insignificant, completely insignificant, he won't have time to look down at the next person. But if a person has got pride in him that I am such and such and I'm so and so, and I've got such good qualities, in other words, he's got pride in him, he's got this conceit in him. So this here now is a means, a catalyst of him looking down at the next person. So this is something that Islam doesn't like. So here, remember what these ahadith are speaking about, the ayat of Quran are speaking about in this section, is where a person has got a weakness in himself. He's not talking about somebody that is misleading and misguiding others. Where you got a person that is misleading and misguiding others, sometimes it does happen like that. Then obviously it is important that a person knows, otherwise he himself will get misguided, he himself will get misled by that person. So then it is important for one person to make another person aware, that beware of this person, beware of his beliefs, beware of his aqaid, etc. Because now people are being misled. So here what this section is speaking about is where a person just got a weakness in himself. It's not that he's misleading anybody else. He's got, for example, he may be having a habit of drinking. That's a weakness he's got within himself. He's not misleading, he's not misguiding, he's not encouraging others to come and join him, and he's not making it seem as though it's something good to drink. He just got this habit that he drinks. So now based on that, you shouldn't look down upon the person. Yes, look down at the sin, but don't look down at the person. Or for example, a person may have another problem. He may be missing salah, can't wake up for fajr namaz. Either he's reading at home or sometimes he's missing namaz. And we may be coming to the masjid, but because we are coming to the masjid, we should not look down at that person. Better thing to do is make shukr firstly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to the masjid, and make dua for that person also, and make dua in general, and make dua also for ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that level of istiqamah. So qala Allah ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa'i yakunu khayran minhum wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa'i yakunna khayran minhunna wala talmizu anfusakum ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah Pak says in the Quran, O believers, men should not mock other men. Perchance they may be better than them. Those people that are being mocked at, perchance they may be better than those people that are even mocking. So don't mock anybody, you don't know these people may be better. Neither should any woman mock other woman, perchance they may be better than them. Never find fault nor defame each other, and do not call each other names. Sin after iman is indeed evil. Those who do not repent are indeed oppressors. Once a person has iman, a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in itself is such a great thing. Such a great thing. A person now commits sin, it is a very bad thing. How can he do such a bad thing? How can we commit sin after having iman? Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness. When it comes to sin also, ulama explain, is that don't look and see how small that sin is. Sometimes a person may think, oh, it's a small sin, it's not serious. But rather look at the greatness of Allah and see how great Allah is. How can we disobey the great Allah? Don't look to see whether the sin is small or big, but look and see how great Allah is and how can we go against the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another explanation ulama gave or reason they gave is that a person has got iman, he's a Muslim, he's a believer. He's supposed to be respected, he's supposed to be honored, he's supposed to be revered. The fact that he's got iman in him, for us looking down at this person for some personal weakness that he's got, is that we are not appreciating that iman that Allah Pak has given. He's got a spark of iman in him. He's got something that he's got a ticket to Jannah. Why are we looking down at such a person? We shouldn't be looking down. Rather look and appreciate that this person has got iman. Obviously it doesn't mean now we don't encourage. Our duty is to encourage and to help and to guide where we can. But without looking down at the person, thinking ourselves to be most in need, Mawlana Ashrafuddin Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, whenever he would see a weakness in himself, I got this weakness, what he would go he would publicly speak about death, the weakness that he's got, so that he can improve himself. Yes, others in the public will benefit from him, from hearing about whatever he's speaking. But his niyat was that I must get corrected, so I'll speak about that in public. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Allah Pak says, destruction be for every person who searches for false and who mocks. Every person that searches for false in other people, and every person that mocks Allah, is saying, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ. Destruction be to every such type of person. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is sufficient as an evil for a person to ridicule his Muslim brother. It is sufficient عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. فقال رجل إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنة. فقال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. Person has got an atom, little bit of pride he's got in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. What this means is, the first entering of Jannah, this person will be deprived of because of his pride in his heart. The person asked, and what if a man likes his clothes and shoes to be beautiful? Now one person there asked a nice question. He said, what if a person likes his shoes to be beautiful? He likes his clothes to be beautiful. He's got a liking for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah is beautiful and Allah Pak loves beauty. Pride means to renounce the truth and to belittle people. Pride means to denounce the truth and belittle people. In other words, something is told to a person that is true, something that is right. This person is just denying it because he already took a position. I took a position that my view is this, or because I don't want to be proven wrong. So no matter what is put in front of him, he's not accepting. So here this person is denying the truth. Or a person is belittling people. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two things constitute pride. In this particular hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these two things constitute pride. That when the truth is put in front of him, he just doesn't want to accept it. Because now by accepting it, it will mean that what he's doing is wrong, or what he's saying is wrong. So he refuses to accept it, and a person is belittling people. So this in itself is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this in itself is what pride is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these qualities. One is we should love every person, we should have muhabbat for every person, we should make dua for people, we should consider ourselves to be most insignificant. And then when a person considers himself to be insignificant, he brings the servitude and humility. Firstly, this is something that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And generally, what will happen is whenever he speaks to people also, they'll be more willing to accept, because he'll have a much sweeter approach, much nicer approach of speaking and talking to people. But when a person speaks in a dictatorial approach, or he considers the next person, he looks down at him and he mocks at that person may just listen to what he's saying, he may listen, but most likely and most of the time, person won't be happy to listen because he's being mocked and run down. This was not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we're going on, we'll see the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will actually sometimes praise sahaba. He will praise them and he will say how good this person is, if only he did this. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted him to do that. But what he will do, he'll praise him and say, if only he did this also, then it would have made him a much better person. Because of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sister reported a dream to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in giving the interpretation of the dream, he said, he's such a good person. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is such a good person, if only he would perform tahajjud salah. So when this message now was given to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that he never missed the Hajjud Salah thereafter for the rest of his life. Never missed it. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully put it. If only our approach was used to mock the person, to jeer the person, to say how you can't wake up, so easy it is to wake up, then what would have happened to any person? But any person, it would have broke the person's spirits. So this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the style of the pious of the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq and ability to respect everyone, to love everyone, to show people that due care and the due reverence where it is due, and to especially respect the old, have love for the young, And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a source of love spreading, light spreading, muhabbat spreading in the world, and a source of goodness in general spirit. And may Allah Pak use us to save all type of evil from spreading. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.